cooking of the, yesterday we spoke about pat aku, lechem tenagoy. There's two types, there's pat palter, and there's the bread from the baker, and there's pat malabait, which is even more strict. And we say that if a Jew did one of these three things, either he turned on the fire, or he raised the fire, or he put in the dough into the oven, so it's not considered a pat aku. Today we're going to talk about bishule akum, cooking for the akum. Ha'isu, the isu is like this. Tavshir shenidvasher al edei goy, any dish that was cooked by a goy, afilu b'beit Yisrael v'kilav, even if it, in the Jew's house, and even if the vessels of the Jew, the pots of the Jew, gazru chachamim shasru b'achila v'ezek, zera chachamim, et asu te'it. יש אומרים בחשש שמא יאכילנו על כל דבר איסור. Some say according to Rashi, perhaps the goy might put something not kosher in there. יש אומרים, it's because the guy might get because of the marriage, intermarriage. זירת בישול הגויים קדמה לגזירת פת גויים. This decree of the cooking of the goy, it came before the decree of the bread of the goy. ותבשיל אינו בגדר חיי נפש כפת. And also, the cooked dish is not considered חיי נפש, meaning you must have it like bread. Bread is considered that you must have. Other food, no. But since all of Am Yisrael accepted upon themselves this decree, therefore, we're very strict with this also. Very strict. And it's even more strict than bread, in a way that bread, we said, that if the goy made it to sell, not privately, right, and like as a baker, then we said that there's a leniency there. There's nothing else, fine, you want to eat that bread. But by Bishul Akum, even if he makes it in order to sell, it's kosher. Everything's kosher, he trusts him, he comes, Masgiach comes in every once in a while, sees that everything he uses is kosher, he knows what he's doing over there. By the way, a lot of times the goyim, here in Eretz Yisrael at least, that work in the kitchen, a lot of times they know more than the Jews that work in the kitchen. You have to go through a course if you want to cook here in the kitchen. A kashrus course. Also a goy. I worked with a goy. A Russian goy. We had two workers. Two Russian cooks. One was a Jew, one was a goy. The Jew was religious and the goy was a goy. And he knew all the halachas. Some things that he knew better than me. Because he learned it. I just learned from home. We'll talk about many years ago. 13 years ago. Anyways, so it's chamur, even if the goy does it in order to sell it, and it's not like he did in his own house, and everything's kosher, mehad l'inakol, still asur for a Jew to eat it. What's considered bishula asur? What's considered the cooking? We know usually cooking in Lashon of Chazal is dafka and liquid, but here it's not the same thing. Bishula asur, it includes roasting, it includes frying, it includes baking. Okay? Regardless of how it was done. Okay? But if it was salted by a goy, like we said earlier before, it's beseder. If it was smoked by a goy, it's fine. Smoked is fine. Pickled is fine. Even though it's considered cooking. Regarding bishul akum, it's not considered cooking. Yeah? So again, if it's fried, if it's roasted, if it's baked, if it's cooked, obviously. Bishul akum. If it's smoked, if it's pickled, or if it's salted, even though it's cooked now, there's no issue of bishul akum in these three things.
Okay. What about canning?
Huh?
Canning.
Canning?
Right.
That's cooking. What's canning? You put the thing in the boiling water, right?
Yeah.
It's cooking. It's called cooking. It's Bishul Akon, of course. If there was a food that God cooked and then we can't eat it. And if a God cooked it. And then you can't eat it. And then it was mixed with heter, with food that you're allowed to eat. Okay? If the majority is mutal, is heter, you're allowed to eat it. Okay? This is what we're talking about. If you don't recognize the piece, it's all mixed in. For example, it's a simple example. Schnitzels, okay? Schnitzels. You're making schnitzels. You have a servant. You live in Fuchslaus. They have servants. People there. In Chile, in a house, they had four. Yeah? So they had one lady in the kitchen. Let's say she's doing schnitzeling. The balabai turned on the fire, and she's doing the schnitzeling. Now, the wind came in, and it blew it out, and she forgot, and she turned on it automatically and made a schnitzel. And then he comes in and he says, oh, what? Or she comes and he says, oh, yeah, I forgot the one I made. Which one now? Which schnitzel now? There's 100 schnitzels there. No, but if you can't recognize that schnitzel out of the schnitzels, it's fine. But let's say, yeah, it was schnitzels, and then one of them wasn't a schnitzel, it was something else fried.
Pig.
No, chas v'shalom. Kosher food. Okay, let's say one thing that she cooked there. Was okay, fargit, okay, fine. And you can see the difference. If you do, then you don't say, you have to take that piece out. If you can recognize the piece, of course you have to take it out. When don't you have to take out the piece? The majority is good, and you can't recognize what the goy did out of the kosher ones. Then you can leave it in. Instead of, if you can recognize it, of course you have to take it out.
Does that mean even liquid mark?
The majority is kasher, so yeah. Nechalel Shabbat Farsia, nechleku haposkim dino kigoy leisur bishul. V'yesh she'ela shebishat hatzorach shlakel b'tnai sheyehudi mevashel eino reformi ve'eino nimna hakat mishnat bedat. What about someone who doesn't keep Shabbos? Not doesn't keep Shabbos. He's a chalel Shabbat Farsia. Can? He doesn't mind to drive a car in front of 10 Jews in Lubaya. He's not embarrassed, of course. He does whatever he wants. So now, if he cooks for me a schnitzel in my house, can I eat it? Then I eat it. The machlok in the post scheme, he could be lenient. Especially if it's regarding Kiyuv, he could be lenient. This is all if he's not reform or something
why
else. But once he, if he's reform, we said this many times. If he's a reform person, he belongs to a reform community, so then you can't eat his cooking. Okay? Not only reform, if he's a Buddha or anything else which is against Judaism.
Conservative?
No. Conservative, they don't. Because conservative, they're not. Depend. I don't know what's conservative. Like, can you explain to me what conservative is? In Israel, like, it's different. In Israel, Mesorati, which literally means conservative, it's something else. It's someone who he has a big yetzer hara, he has a koach to do, but he likes to do kiddush, he likes to go to shul sometimes. In America, maybe it's a reform, a type of reform.
In between reform and Orthodox.
No. We lived right next to a conservative synagogue. And
temple, not temple.
So what's the difference?
No, they actually use the word synagogue. They drive on Shabbos.
The fact they drive on Shabbos doesn't mean anything. The point is, do they say that the Torah says you can drive on Shabbos? Or they say, we prefer to drive on Shabbos. We know the Torah says you can't. We know you need to eat kosher, but it's easier to get the meat here.
All I know is...
Then it's different.
The woman rabbi, quote unquote...
How do they drive back after Kiddush?
Okay, so if it's something which is against Judaism, it makes a reform into Judaism, it changes the Judaism, then you can't eat from his cooking. And if not, you let eat from his cooking, you could be lenient to eat from his cooking.
Conservative rabbi in the United States when I was there.
You were?
No. That I knew in the United States when I was there over 30 years ago. Made a psak. Okay? You can drive on Shabbat.
Okay,
to,
so that's
to
reform.
Go to Beit Knesset. No, conservative.
So that's considered a reform according to Halacha.
Because to go to Beit Knesset,
it's more
to the Shabbat, and because the fire in the engine is covered.
Okay,
and it's a mitzvah to go to a synagogue on Shabbat. That's the way you excuse going driving a car.
That's considered sasu.
I mean, besides playing.
I'll give you an idea.
Besides playing electric guitars.
He also permitted a woman to read the Torah on Tredah Kila, including men.
Well, they had a woman rabbi.
Which is called
rabbits. It's called a rabbit.
No, because we had two rabbits.
Two rabbits?
Right. So we weren't going to insult the wording of our rabbits. They were very holy rabbits.
You know what the Gilgul of a rabbit is? You know who goes to Gilgul of a rabbit? Gay people. You know why?
Why?
Because they spill so much seed, and that's why they become to rabbits, and they bring many, many, many. They multiply very much. What?
That was chatulim.
No, chatulim is a zonot.
They also eat their own.
Tom, weiter.
We're learning
a kashrus Sam stuff. Other things came up.
Okay. You should not eat these rabbits.
Chava.
No, it's cool. I just wanted to grab the table so I could follow along.
We're just reading from the book. And soon we're going to do Brit Shalom.
Which
sefer is this? It's the sefer Kashrut. Kashrut? Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, so we're doing it. Talking about Bishul Akum. Any su Bishul Egoim. There's two conditions for it to be a Bishul Akum. We said that Bishul means, we said, roasted, fried, baked, or cooked in liquid. But there's another two conditions that have to be in order for it to be Bishul Akum that it's asu. First of all, the thing must be cooked. It doesn't have to be cooked. You could eat it raw. So there's no bishul akum. For example, carrots. You're eating them raw, right? You eat carrots raw. There's no bishul akum in cooked carrots. Okay? Rice, could you eat raw? No, it's kind of hard, right?
Fish.
Huh? Fish, could you eat raw?
Yeah, absolutely.
Who eats raw? Sushi?
Yeah.
You
have to be really careful.
I think most people don't really eat raw food.
Right, but you have a sushi chef who knows what he's doing, so you don't die.
No, that's only with fugu.
Okay.
Later, yeah. Anyways, that fish goes somewhere else. Later. Okay. The second thing is, and this is a place where it's a little bit, doesn't have a set thing here. It has to be a food that is important to be on important people's table. What does that mean?
Well, if it's a bomb, it'd be pizza.
Pizza, exactly. It's pizza. Pizza could be bishul akum. Okay? What does that mean? So there's certain things which are not considered important. Like, for example, I'll tell you some example. Albus. Okay, albus. You know albus? Shalom Zohar. I don't know. I don't think it's such an important food that goes on Shulchan Melachim. Yeah, the hummus is the shalom zafra. Chickpeas, yeah. Yeah, so I don't know. Tuna of course goes on Shulchan Melachim, no? Even mashed potatoes, I could say it's important. So it's kind of doesn't say exactly what it is.
Well, with mashed potatoes and things like that, you have an additional problem where there are two ways to make it. One is parve and one is with milk or even meat. And
that's
so you have
issue.
To add to
that. We're not talking about that. We're talking about now bishul akum.
Right, but I'm saying you don't know how they're preparing it.
Why not? You're there in the kitchen. You're seeing everything that they're doing.
But if you're not?
Let's say you are. Okay? You are in the kitchen. He just didn't do anything. He did everything, the whole thing.
It's in your kitchen. You know,
the point is like this. What's the reason again? Let's remember. What's the reason why there's isu bishul akum? Because intermarriage, right? You get close, people get close. So food that makes people close, problematic. And food that doesn't get people close, there's less. That's a problem. כן? And the גדר חזרה is שולחן דבר שעולה על שולחן מלאכים. What if you have something you have a doubt about? Call your local Orthodox rabbi or rabbi, Another thing, איסור בישול לגויים אינו אלא בישול שבכלי ראשון, ובכלי שני אין איסור בישול לגויים. So there's no, the איסור of בישול לקום is only in the כלי ראשון, meaning directly on the fire. But if you have a כלי שני, for example, it's something that you pour hot water over it and it cooks. Yeah, noodles, I don't think anyway it's not considered important to go to Ramadan.
Yeah, the instant noodles.
Okay, but let's say there's a food like that. I'll tell you, for example, broccoli and kulvit, broccoli and cauliflower, you can pour hot water on them, they're a little bit softened up, and they're very tasty. You don't have to cook them on the fire. Okay?
A lot of times it's
cooked. What?
A lot of times it's cooked.
Okay, for sure, not sorry, you don't need too much of that. That is, and there could be bish. Bishul akum is that because most people eat them cooked, yeah. Right? They're also raw, so most people eat them cooked, I assume. And then there'll be no, bishul akum in kli sheni. Another thing, heating up is not considered bishul akum. If you have a cooked dish and the goy in your house cooked, you just heated up, no bishul akum there.
What? What do you mean? Like the chicken you made a different
thing,
put it in the oven and
heat it up. You want to heat it up. Cooking by a microwave is also considered cooking. Yeah, you can cook by microwave. There's even a thing that makes it looks burnt. Nice. That's what someone called.
Browning element.
I don't know, I never had a microwave in my life. Well,
microwave makes it brown?
Should never be.
What's wrong with microwave?
I don't want to have microwaves in my body.
It's great for frying brains.
I mean, finally, what they call it. Okay, what's considered something? She'eno ne'echal chai. It doesn't, you don't eat it raw. Davar ane'echal. Listen to the agdara, to the definition. דבר הנאכל על ידי רוב בני אדם כשהוא מבושל. Something which is cooked is eaten by most majority of people when it's cooked. Even though some people eat it raw, there's bishul goyim even for those people who eat it raw. For example, beets. People eat it raw. They grate it, they eat it raw. But most of the world does not eat them raw. נכון? לא אוכלים את זה raw. לא אוכלים את זה. נכון. אוכלים את זה מבושל בדרך כלל. נכון? Beets. Yeah, usually most people eat them cooked, not like that. And therefore, even those people eat them uncooked. There's bishul akum in that if it's considered an important food. By fish, sushi, I love
it. If it's raw, there's no
bishul anymore. No, but by those people, if it's cooked, even for those people, usually eat them. We said as a rule, if it's something they can eat both ways, there's no bishul akum there, even if it's cooked. Since most people eat the cook, so even those people do not eat, he came in the middle.
Yeah, the fish will apple, the gaba is done, because most people eat it cooked. Nevertheless, one who is eating sushi, which is raw,
even by him,
there's no visual on sushi to begin with, so there's no problem.
If he's eating like that, but let's say he's eating cooked fish,
then there's visual.
There's visual.
There's visual.
And what about sushi rice?
Definition. Also rice, yeah. So.
What about the... How do we get to where, lights the fire and then go if it actually...
One second, that's in a moment, we're going to get
some.
Now, it goes also by the state that you are, by the people that you are at. That doesn't go like by the whole world. It goes by, let's say you go to, I don't know, they actually eat sushi in Japan? They eat sushi there?
Yeah.
It's only here that they eat sushi. Here in America.
Actually,
I don't know, but well, it's a thing.
Nowadays, it's a little dangerous.
I'm like Chinese food, only the rich people eat Chinese food. I went to
the only one studied Japanese that fish in the Sea of Japan are those crazy enough to believe the government that it's not radioactive.
An egg is considered bishulakum. Even though some people eat it, they swallow it for health reasons or for the throat or whatever.
Raw.
Yeah, even though some people do that, most people eat it cooked.
Yeah.
Right, so therefore there's bishulakum in egg. Also armonim. Armonim is machloket. You know what armonim is? Chestnuts. In France, there's these people, they walk in the street and they have this they have a coals here, a little thing on their wagon. And they have the chestnuts on top, and you can come and you can buy a few chestnuts. And they take like a newspaper, they roll it, okay, in a cone, and they put a few in there.
And they're cooked or raw?
It's cooked. So the machlok is if it's bishulakum or not in there.
Why is it
some people do eat them raw, some people don't eat them raw. Okay, now what's considered something which goes on Shulchan Melachim? Some say it has to be something that you eat with bread. Not something like a dessert or something like that. Can? Some say no, as any food. And therefore, you could be lenient like regarding stuff with your can, because people take the canned stuff, they eat them standing outside in the park or wherever they are. Can? You should be machmir in this anyways. If a goy turned on the fire and he cooked, but still it wasn't completely good, he had to add some things. So you can be lenient there. If the Jew added the things and mixed it and dealt with it a little bit, you can be lenient with that.
How much is a little bit?
If it doesn't taste good without, so yeah. He says here the hummus, like we said, is not considered important. Falafel is not important. Sugar is not important. Chocolate is not important. Okay. Sardines is not.
So what does it mean that all these things?
A goat can cook.
Made by a boy, it would be okay?
Yeah. Beer is not a problem if a goat makes, as everyone knows. Coffee, they cook the coffee beans and buy
But beer, you have to be careful because they're now adding clams and shrimp to beer. And
where?
Also,
where?
Budweiser has a clam beer, and I found out this week that one company is adding pig bladders.
What's
pig bladders?
Pig bladders.
They won't talk about it much because they keep clamming up.
I thought beer has to have four ingredients or something.
Four ingredients?
Yeah.
Beer is theoretically the only thing, any grains that are fermented.
You're right, but
usually
it's four ingredients. I thought there.
Beer is made out of grain, water,
lettuce, I don't know what
traditionally hops, and
it's four ingredients. I know there are kshot and lettuce. I don't know how to say it in English, I know in Hebrew. There's kshot. Okay, there's letet. And mayim, and dagan.
Mayim,
dagan, kshot, letet. Kshot, zeta, kshot. No idea. It's ferment.
Well, it's yeast.
Yeah. Yeast.
They use brews.
Four
years
usually, that's what they use.
It's a special yeast.
Grain, water.
Because they some of them are roasted and not roasted, all kinds of what they do to the.
And then they added.
How long?
They add additional ingredients.
And also
like
the
pig bladders and hearts and.
I don't believe it for a second.
It looks in Cosmos magazine.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Peulot amatirot bishulgoy. What's considered? Things that a Jew will do to the cooking and it won't be considered bishul goy anymore. So that's what you asked before. First, according to Ashkenazim, it's enough if a Jew turn on the fire or if he put the food on the pot on the fire. Okay? Or if he joined the cooking in a certain way, he was mixing it or he did something there.
Right, flipping dish.
By the...
That's what I would do.
By the according to Sfaradim, it's not enough to turn on the fire. Turn on the fire and if you need to put down the pot. If you put the pot on or you did something during the cooking, fine. But just turn the fire is not enough.
And why is the shifu different?
What?
Why is the shifu different?
Who's the
shifu
is different?
Well, that's why I learned in kashrus.
Shipudim is different?
Yeah. By Ashkenazim, it's mutter to have a goy shut the shibud. As long as the Jew turns on the fire. By the Sfaradim, they say they have to be shut by a kid.
According to Sfaradim, he has to either cook it.
Yeah.
By Ashkenazim, turn on the fire.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Put it on the fire.
According to Sfaradim, to put it on the fire.
Also, maybe
that's
for cleaning the fire.
Yeah, that's time to turn on the fire. I don't know. If you come into the place and the let's say you're Sephardi, you walk into the place, you say, "Oh yeah, it's Ashkenazi meal. What am I going to do now?" So either you can mix it. You could also, if it's not cooked yet, take off the pot and put it back before it's cooked to put it back on. I don't know.
What I would do is I would. Depending on what the recipe is, I would add salt to it. I would flip the chickens around. I would flip the fish over. I'd add the color food coloring to the rice.
That's great. You can make a whole list of it.
See, by tuna...
I mean, we're not even talking about checking for bugs.
The tuna by the OU, according to the OU, the tuna with the hechsher of the OU is very problematic for the Sfaradim to eat. Because Ashkenazi... You have nothing to turn on the fire. Going to Sfaradim, he has to push the whole wagon in. It's like this, a huge place. You like you throw the whole thing in.
But the OU is Bishoy Sora.
What?
It's Bishoy Sora.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, I thought it wasn't.
No, how
did they give him that shit?
I thought maybe they all did good.
No.
Not Bishoy Sora because it's a stop of the weather and
that. Tuna, right.
Yeah. Is it actually on the way to prepare it? It has to be on the melech or the mean itself.
Uh-huh. Tuna is one thing that needs to be shulchan melech. It needs to be a preparation.
But also with the OU, you have a problem with Hall of Stone versus Hall of Israel.
Yeah, but that doesn't have any relevance to what we're talking
about. Well, not for fish, but for like chocolate.
You sure you'll tell the goya the. So this issues of Bishul Nofim, and now the soil is very very common in usually only in restaurants or in hotels and stuff like that. At home it's not so common. So it's I've been and I saw that many times they have Ozeret that she does all the cooking. Mm-hmm. The parents work all day. Mitzet Achama at Stan Shama. They have a maid, I remember we were in the place, they had four maids.
Four?
Yeah, they had a maid for cooking, a maid for cleaning, a maid for taking care of the children.
How many hours did they cook?
And a general one, I don't know. No, they had they were in charge of the community. He was like the rabbi of the community. A huge house, they're very, very running around busy with the people all the time. Someone had to maintain the house somehow.
Okay, but the entire day they had to keep doing this
function. Yeah, yeah, because there's 10 people walk in.
You could have one person do it all.
No. I've been there and I saw that. They needed it.
They need four.
I wasn't the kid, so I had six children.
In Woodland Hills, we would
have six more than
in Woodland Hills, we would have. Kiddush. It would be six shulman pots.
Wow.
Plus salads.
Where is this? I want to go.
Plus olive.
Fishka? California.
So, Hashem, tomorrow we'll learn more about kashrus.
This is with the rabbit?